Blog Talk Radio. Black Queens Talk. I am your host, S, and this is an introduction. Just a little bit of information about myself. I'm going to give you guys some of my point of view, and hopefully you guys will listen a little bit more often. The previous broadcast that I had did, I kind of like, it was my first time, so I just, you know, totally messed up. But in this one, I'm going to give you guys just the information I should have given you guys in the first one. I am from Detroit, Michigan. I would consider myself a real person. And real, I mean, you know, someone that speaks their mind. I literally tend to speak my mind a lot, now often. But I am one of five children. I am the second oldest. Growing up in Detroit in the 90s, I've experienced being in foster care. I've experienced being adopted. I was actually in juvenile, so I've been in all three systems, same system, all three different categories. And to me, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother episode, because there's so much that we can talk about with that topic. I've lost people. I've lost my mom. I've lost my oldest brother. I've lost my youngest brother, both to gun violence. I've lost my grandmother, who was really, really like my rock. And so with losing them, I had, you know, it was like, you know, I could say that I was depressed. So yeah, I was depressed. And so with me being depressed, you know, it's just like, okay, well, I'm going to read this Bible, because, you know, I was taught by my grandma to Christianity religion. So, you know, I'm reading the Bible, or I'm on the first page, because I'm not literally reading this Bible. I'm on the first page. So I'm on the first page. And, it was just like every time I read this Bible and every time I got on this page, it was like, could not get past this first page. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe I'm just going to go on YouTube. I'll go on YouTube and I'm just going to, you know, see what's going on YouTube. See, you know, I was going to see the different, you know, things that people were talking about as far as, like, I would say, I guess I could say Christianity, because I was really, really deep in the Christianity search and things like that. So after, you know, I started searching, and I'm like, wow, this is, you know, and I actually, you know, I was into it for a while. I'm not going to lie. I was really into it. And then I just fell out of it. So then, you know, one day I'm just sitting at home, and it was like, it was just like a thought that was put in my head, like, you know, go on Thumbtack and do this. So I went on Thumbtack, and I actually contacted this personal change coach, and she's very amazing. You know, but we had started talking, and, you know, I had just told her, like, I didn't believe in religion simply because I just felt like, you know, it was so many questions that I had that I felt like every time I got so far, I just didn't understand. I just could not understand it. I could not understand it. I just couldn't. So, you know, then we were, you know, talking, and I was just telling her, you know, like how I just felt like, you know, I wouldn't say depressed, but I just felt like for me, it was a really, really strong will in me that I felt like I just needed to do something. I just need to figure out what this is, you know, what is this? What is this life? What is where, you know, what am I doing here? Why am I here? So, I had started searching and, you know, found out, about the Kemetic Tree of Life. And I just, you know, something sparked in me just to feel like, you know, ding, this is the right one. Ding, you're home. This is spirituality is where you are, you know. So I've always understood that I had a soul, a spirit. But as far as getting deep into the religion, it was like it was always, you know, Jesus came back to save you, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it was like, well, why do I always gotta, you know, like, why? You know, why do I have to wait for somebody to come save me and my life going on right now? Like, you know, dang, that's kind of bold to me, I feel like. And even if you were, you know, even the people who did walk in the path, which they say, you know what I'm saying? Even the people that did walk in the path of commandments that they gave in the Bible, you know, being a kid and witnessing this with my grandma, you know, being a kid and seeing this lady give her tithe to the preacher who's up in front and, you know, her not really receiving nothing from it, you know, that to me as an adult now, I just didn't get it. So, you know, I started searching, and then it took me a very long time to truthfully find some of the truth, you know what I'm saying? For me to get to where I'm at today, you know what I'm saying? And for me to understand that my words and my language and my behavior and everything, my thoughts, is all this is playing a huge role and a huge part of my life. Like, you know, I just still to this day, I am still on this journey, and I'm still searching to find, like I said, I'm still searching to get into my higher self. I am still, I'm not going to lie and say I'm not my ego, because I am my ego sometimes, but most of the time I feel like I am walking in a little bit of what is my higher self. I mean, it's just amazing with how much information that I've gotten. But with all that, I just feel like this radio show is a discussion for a lot of people, because I would really love to rattle a lot of people's heads and even talk with them on some things, a lot of things, really, but mostly on the melanin and the blackness and things that I feel like we should have been taught as a kid, but we really wasn't even taught. You know, they were too busy teaching us something else. So in the next episode, we were really going to get into schooling, and I haven't really came up with a topic yet, but in that, it's going to be dealing with, do you feel like the African-American kids are interested in the schools teaching, what they're being taught and the way that they're being taught, and the difference, especially in a suburban school, do you think that it's a difference in how they treat these kids? And I would really love to hear some opinions and some experiences, because I'm a mother and I don't have some experiences being in a suburban school. So, you know, that's a topic that I would really love to talk about. And with that being said, I would really thank you guys for even listening. Hopefully you watch the next episode. And again, I am your host. My name is F. Thank you very much. Peace. Love you guys. Bye.